So much debunkery. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. It's going to be really hard to debunk all these conspiracy theories about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Because of who this guy was and the powerful people he could have exposed had he lived, even the reasonable people who usually try to debunk this stuff find it naive to accept that he just up and killed himself. Then you add to that a president who loves to retweet conspiracies, and you begin to think that debunking is futile. Russia wins again. But the more I think about it, the more I believe the Trump factor might actually help here, because it means that everybody is going to try to catch his attention with their pet theory, the crazier the better. Like, for example, is Epstein really dead? Or after the potion wears off, does he wake up, unzip the body bag, sneak across the GWB to Teterboro Airport, and fly to the private island we don't know about? That, by the way, is not an actual conspiracy. I just made that up now. But if millions of others reach for similar levels of absurdity in hopes of earning a presidential retweet, it might flood the zone and flood it with so many conspiracies that when at last we get to the all-too-mundane truth, people may actually accept it for a change just to be able to get on with their lives. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.